Okay, we're starting on page 272. Simon Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Tes. We'll try and do Tes and Yud today, probably. Okay, page 272, Simon Shin Yud Ches, Se'if Tes, the top of the page. Kli Rishon. You heard that term before. What's a Kli Rishon? Perush. Ha Kli Shemishtamish Boy Al Ha'esh. It's the pot that you use on the fire, where the food is cooked. I feel that Achashev Yeru Me'al Ha'esh. Even after it's been taken off the fire, mevashel kol zman sheyatzeles boy, as long as it's still the contents are still yatzeles boy, that temperature we spoke about, whatever, 40 degrees Celsius, a bit around there, 45, it's still capable of cooking. Lefichach also letein lesoichay tavlin, therefore you can't add spices to a hot kli rishon even though it's off the fire. Aval melach mutar letein lesoichay, but you can put salt in a kli rishon that's off the fire. Kein shevivoy me'al ha'esh, once you've taken off the fire. Why is that okay? Desvicha milcha bishula kavisa de Torah, because you have this concept that salt needs cooking like ox meat. I mean, just like ox meat, there's no way to cook the ox meat when it's off the fire. So to salt will not get cooked when it's off the fire. So there's no problem to add salt, according to this opinion. There's no problem to add salt to a kli rishon that's off the fire. And there are those who prohibit putting into a kli rishon off the fire salted meat, even though it's ox meat, you can't do it. The meat itself won't cook. We're going to see there's a problem with putting salted meat into a kli rishon off the fire. Says the Rama, it's not because it's salted. Even if it was unsalted meat, you wouldn't be able to put it in a kli rishon off the fire. The reason that the Shulchan Aruch mentioned salted meat is because otherwise you've got a problem with the blood inside. If you take a piece of meat that was not salted, it wasn't kashered, and you the way it is, you put it into a hot kli rishon, then it cooks the blood on the inside of it. You've just basically messed up the meat, right? You can't kashering now and help you. That meat is now basically treif. There's another opinion, unlike the Shulchan Aruch. This second opinion holds that salt cannot even be put into a klisheni, because man shayad seles, but as long as the klisheni is hot. So we've got two vastly different opinions. The Shulchan Aruch's opinion is, or the opinion that he brings, is that salt will not cook in a klisheni even as long as it's off the fire. And according to the second opinion that the Ramah's bringing now, is that salt will cook even in a klisheni, that's yad seles boy. One who is stringent, to follow this more stringent opinion over here, he should be blessed. There's two opinions in the Gemara about what salt does. So the Shulchan Aruch is following the lenient opinion. The Ramah brings a stringent opinion, and one who is stringent will be blessed. So according to that, you shouldn't put salt in a klisheni if you want to follow the stringent blessing approach. If a person transgressed and put salt in a kli rishon, afilu hu ala ish, even if the kli that he put the salt in was actually on the fire, which is the most extreme case of cooking, obviously. So he's definitely done an issa by cooking that salt. That salt has now become cooked for sure, since it was on the fire. Muta ma'achal, the food that salt mixed into is permitted to eat. The melach batel agabe hamachal, because the salt is negated compared to the quantity of the food that's there. So you put a bit of salt on the cholent in a kli rishon or whatever, then the cholent is still permitted to eat. Okay, that was a long sif. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan, Samach Gimel, Kol Zman. So the kli rishon, as long as it's still Yad Seledes Boy, it can cook. I mean, if you took a kli rishon that was on the fire, you took it off and it's still Yad Seledes Boy, it can still cook. Even though it stopped bubbling away, it's really cooled down quite a lot. But as long as it's above Yetzeres Boy, Samach Dalet, Yetzeres Boy, that again, Yetzeres Boy, if you touch it, you take your hand away because it's too hot to leave it there. But if it's below this temperature of Yetzeres Boy, even a kli rishon cannot cook. So you let the kli, you took your kli rishon off the fire, let it cool down to, it's going down now all the way, and it goes below, let's say, 40 degrees Celsius, for argument's sake. Then you no longer have to worry about it cooking. You can put anything you want into that kli. The imloy view melech, and if you did not remove it from the fire, also letein lesoicha tavlina afilu melech b'chol gavna, there'll be no permission ever to put spices or salt into that kli rishon. Even if you plan on, you sprinkle the salt on in the kli, this pot, and the pot's on the fire, but you plan in 30 seconds of taking this pot off the fire, nevertheless, pen yishkach adshif bashel. Okay, right now, if it's boiling hot anyway, you're not allowed to do it. But let's say you've got a pot that's a kli that's on the fire, that's 30 degrees Celsius, and temperature is rising because it's on the fire, and you want to add some salt there. You say, well, right now it's not yetzer lezbo, what's the problem? The problem is that if you leave it there for 5 minutes, it will be yetzer lezbo and higher, and it's for sure going to cook the contents. So you might say, well, yeah, well, I'll take it off early. No, you might forget. And if you forget, you've just done this as a deraisa, and therefore the gezeira d'rabbanan, we don't allow you to do such a thing. Again, putting a flavor, salt or spices in a kli rishon that's on the fire, that's less than yetzer lezbo, and heating up, don't say, I'll put the salt in and just take it off straight away. You're not allowed to do that.
If you put it in when it's less than
that, it's less brush. That's true. But the temperature is rising because it's on the fire. So if you leave there for another 5 minutes, it will cook.
When I took it out of the refrigerator an hour ago,
on the
fire,
you did it before Shabbos, in my story. You can't do that on Shabbos. Well, you can't take a raw item and put it from the fridge to stay on the fire on Shabbos. Or even a cooked item. You can't put it on the fire. You can put it raised up on something else, but then it's cooked anyway. But if you put salt or spices on there and it's on a hot place on the fire, you say, yeah, but I'm going to take it off in a minute before it gets too hot. It's not going to help you. Not allowed to do that. Why? Pen yishkach ad yisbasho, because you might end up forgetting it there until it cooks. Okay, come on, Sif Yudad, as we shall see in Sif Yudad. Samachei l'soichoi tavlin. So the Shulchan Aruch said, therefore, you can't put spices into a kli rishon that's off the fire. It's above yatzel lezboi. But you're allowed to put spices into a kli sheni. I feel you have said this way, even though it's a hot kli sheni. Dame is bashoshon, because it won't cook over there. It's a Mishnah in Shabbos that tells us this, so that's why we're not worried. The imunach b'kli sheni devagush yad sedes boy, if it's over there. However, if you have a kli sheni that contains a hot piece of solid food, let's say a piece of meat or rice or kugel, whatever it is, hot solid, that was transferred out of a kli rishon and put into a kli sheni, then you need to be careful not to add raw items to the kli sheni, like spices to the kli sheni. Why? Because there are those poiskim who hold that a solid item that was taken out of a kli rishon and put into a kli sheni, if it's still yetzer lezbo, it has the halachas of a kli rishon. A famous halacha, famous chumah, that the some achronim take la halacha, not the Shulchan Aruch, not the Ramah. Sure, don't need to worry about it, but there are achoinim who do take it on halacha, that a dvagush, a common chumah that people might be aware of, a dvagush, a solid item that was taken out of kli rishon, let's say you got a piece of meat from your cholent, and you put it onto a plate, you should be aware that that meat can still cook things, even though it's in a kli sheni. And that's what we're concerned about here. Okay, samach vav, came and chevi boy. Right, Samach Vav with the Shulchan Aruch still, that salt, when we're talking about salt, if you took the pot, the kli rishon, off the fire, you'd be allowed to add, according to Shulchan Aruch's opinion, you're allowed to add salt, uncooked salt obviously, to a kli rishon that's hot, that's off the fire. Why is that? Kirin Chivu, because if you leave it on the fire, then even ox meat can cook, for sure, salt can cook on when it's on the fire, but if you took it off, you're allowed to put the salt in according to this opinion. Samach Zayin, Kebisa de Tura, because salt needs cooking like meat of ox meat does, and it doesn't get cooked unless it's on the fire. Even though salt does dissolve, even in a klisheni, if you say, well, maybe dissolving is called cooking, it's not. Michuyoi, Enoi, Bishuloi. Just because salt melts or dissolves into a pot doesn't mean that that pot is cooking it, because even cold liquid can dissolve salt, as you'll see for yourselves, and therefore the indicator whether it's cooking is not whether it dissolves. It's not about that. We have to follow what Chazal said in terms of whether it cooks, and according to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion that he's bringing, salt cannot cook in a kli rishon off the fire, only a kli rishon on the fire, so you're allowed to put salt in a kli rishon off the fire. Then after that, the Shulchan Aruch brought Yesh Misha Oise. There are those who prohibit to put into a kli rishon off the fire salted meat, even if it's ox meat, they prohibit it. So what's this business? Basa Maluach Samaches. Where it's a loyim basa shenimlach v'hudach kadein. I mean, it was kasher. It doesn't mean salted like you know, like herring, it means it was salted and kashered. So kashered meat, you are not allowed to put into a kli rishon off the fire, according to this opinion. Samach tes, shel shor, ox meat, dinahisha, da basa enoi, mithbash and amaita. Although it's true, of course, we just established that ox meat will not cook in a kli rishon unless it's on the fire. So what's the problem over here? You've got a problem. Halachlucha should buy mithbash over the moisture, the liquids inside it. Do cook. You kashered it, fine, so there's no blood, but there's definitely moisture, so the meat won't cook, but the moisture that's inside it will cook. These juices, whatever, will cook, and therefore you can't put in a kli rishon off the fire. And the Ramah added that nearly that even if it wasn't kashered, you're not allowed to put it into this kli rishon off the fire. He just spoke about kashering, because if you didn't kasher it, then you got a problem of putting the meat into the kli rishon off the fire because of the blood that's in it. Ayin, right? Debaloi maluach. Don't make a mistake of saying that tam jo'ife mishim da melech marake chabosa mispasho chakach b'kli rishon. Don't think it's because the reason it's also in the case of the Shulchan Aruch is because the salt, when you put the salt in the meat, that softened the meat, and now the meat can get cooked in the kli rishon off the fire. That's not pshat. That's not what's going on. And a dafilu belonim lachlal, even if the meat was not kashered, haya asalit ten lesitenu mipnei halachluches, it would still be asa to put the piece of meat into the kli rishon because of the moisture that's going to get cooked, like the juices, whatever, they're going to get cooked in the meat when you put it in kli rishon off the fire. Adonakad mechabe maluch. So why does the Shulchan Aruch talk about salted? Dehilai haya maluch, haya asa lesitenu mipnei iser dam bekli roseach beloi iser Shabbos. Aside from the Shabbos problems, you've just traced up the meat by putting a uncashered piece of meat into a kli rishon off the fire. You've just cooked it. You've just made the blood thereby prohibit the piece of meat. Because you're supposed to take out the blood of a piece of meat before you boil it, and here you didn't. Okay, then the Ramah brings the second opinion about salt. The first opinion about salt was that it can't cook in a kli rishon that's off the fire. Second opinion now, which is the Ramah bringing, is that yesh oifim, there are those who prohibit putting salt even in a kli sheni. Why are there two opinions here? And speaks out the Mishnah Berurah, the Gemara, Ikka, Trei, Lishni, but there are two different texts in the Gemara. Two different versions. The Ishtabasa having melech lekula. According to the latter text, salt comes out lenient. The kashel is basho kabisa de turg. Only it's hard to cook, like ox meat is hard to cook, and it won't cook even in a kli rishon off the fire. Moshimachi muta afilu b'kli rishon jeruah, and that's why it's permitted even there, because it won't cook unless it's on the fire. That's the second text of the Gemara, and that's the lenient opinion. Well, Ishtna kamel, according to the first text of the Gemara, having melech lechuma. Salt ends up actually quite stringent, even more stringent than tavlin that we spoke about, the spices. Because according to this opinion, in the first text of the Gemara, a klisheni even can cook salt. Most poskim paskin like the more lenient opinion, which is the latter text of the Gemara, meaning that salt can't cook in a kli rishon off the fire. You don't have to worry about putting a kli rishon on the fire. And because there are stringent opinions, that's why the Ramah came out, of course, in Tosfos, that one who is stringent will be blessed. The Ikka halacha is that it's mutter in a kli rishon off the fire, but you will be blessed to follow the more stringent opinion that not to put in a kli sheni. Now, what type of salt are we talking about? The hani mili b'melach shechoifen. Till now, we've been talking about salt that shechoifen, that you cut rock salt, I think it's called, right? Rock salt, you just chop it off the mountain, use explosives, whatever, you know, as way. Avar melech sha'isim imayim, shemavashim oisam. But if you make salt, if the salt is made from boiled water, then there's no issa to put salt in a hot liquid in any way. Why? Because it's been cooked before, right? The salt has been cooked before. Then bishulach habishul, it's a solid, and there's no issur bishulach habishul, kula kamei, sif, tes, zayin. Questionable, well, I mean, what do they do nowadays? I don't think they actually boil the sea salt. What do they do with it? They don't boil it. They kind of lay it on a thin, make a thin layer of water, and it evaporates in the sun. That's what they do, no? And then they boil it. Do you boil it after that? Oh, so maybe it's that. Okay, so sea salt, according to this will should not be a problem because it's been boiled before. You could put sea salt even in a kli rishon off the fire for sure. Maybe not on the fire if you knew how to do it, but okay. I mean, technically you couldn't cook. Don't put it on the fire, but technically you couldn't cook. Come on, sif, tes, zayin. So for sure, again, this discussion about being machmir, etc., is all about rock salt, but sea salt, for sure you can be maker and put a kli rishon off the fire. When I say for sure, it's not going to be for sure, but we'll see. Okay, v'chein basuka, what about sugar? Sugar canes, what do? They boil them up, right? Mutter mehaitaima litna klivishin, you can put sugar into a klivishin off the fire. Why? Because it's been cooked before. Sugar is no problem with bishlach abishal, right? It's a solid, it's been cooked before, no problem to put it into hot water or whatever. So this is all, sugar and salt will have the same din if it's been cooked before. But v'yesh mishim, however, there are those who question this and don't, they're not so favorable towards putting sugar or salt in a kli rishon off the fire, because they are concerned for bishul achabishul. Why is that? Right, but totally zayim a kli rishon lechatchila, really it's good to be machmir not to put cooked sugar or cooked salt into a kli rishon that's off the fire, rather put it in a kli sheni. What's the reason for the machmirim? It's a good question. There's different explanations. One explanation is because when you take the salt and you put it into the hot water, it becomes water. So since it's going to become liquid, you view it like it's liquid already. Different ways to view it. We'll leave it at that. Okay. And the bottom line is that cooked sugar, right, sugar which has been cooked before, and salt, which is sea salt, has been cooked before. Halacha lemaisa, that Mishnah Berurah said it's good to be careful not to put into a kli rishon off the fire, rather put into a kli sheni. Iron base, afilahu. So the Rama said, even... Again, if you put salt into a kli rishon, which you weren't supposed to do, right? Even which is on the fire, even so, the food is not asa. You can eat the food because the salt is bottled to the rest of the food. Afilahu that al gabia eish afilah lipsak shachanoch asa. Even the shachanoch agrees that to put salt into a kli rishon on the fire is asa, but still, if you did so, the food's mutter. Why? Ayin gimel da melach batel, because the salt is bottled to the food, negated. Whatever the word is, was it? Even though we have a general rule that something which is there for flavor does not become bottle, right? When you spices or whatever are not bottle, even though there's a very small quantity of it, but because it's there for flavor, we have a concept in Chazal that they can't become bottle. Over here it's different because it wasn't only the salt that flavored it, it was another aspect of salt that flavored it. What does that mean? What's the story over here? Not like we thought. Here, it was already salted before Shabbos, and you added extra salt on Shabbos because you realized it wasn't salted enough. Then it's there where they're going. It's both the salt before Shabbos, which was mutter to put in, and the salt they put on Shabbos, which also to put in. That's in combination, that's what flavored the pot, and that's why we can be mekel. Has to be that the salt you added now was not enough independently to flavor the pot, only when it's relying on the salt that you added before Shabbos. If you put enough salt now on Shabbos that it could have flavored the pot, then you would not be allowed to eat the food until after Shabbos. If you added salt to a kli on the fire and that salt could have flavored the pot by in of itself, then the food is also till after Shabbos. Again, we're talking here about rock salt, which wasn't cooked before. But if it's a salt that wasn't sea salt, was cooked before, then you're not going to behave with the food, even though you shouldn't have done it. Ukanal, as we said. Okay, let's try and do Yud, the short piece. Yud in the Shulchan Aruch. Asa litain tavlin, as we discussed it, b'ka'ara ula'ois aleim mekli rishon. We spoke about putting spices in a klivishon and klisheni. Here's another case in between. You put spices into a bowl and then you pour boiling water from a klivishon onto it. Don't do that because iwi klivishon, pouring from a klivishon, can cook. What does that mean? I end the last few words of this page, 272. Miklivishon, if you pour hot water from a klivishon onto these spices, the after tavlin, ein mispash of a klisheni, ukanal, even though it's true, and we're on page Kriflam Adzain now, that spices won't get cooked in a klisheni, and now they're in a klisheni, so what's the problem? Mikomokom ha'iwi miklivishon, kaimalanda hu mivashu kadei klipa. We have established la halacha that pouring from a klivishon onto something can cook the outer layer midoraisa. And therefore, if you pour directly without a break in the stream from the kli rishon going, and I mean, there's a direct stream from the kli rishon onto the spices, then the spices will be asa even b'di'eved for the rest of Shabbos. Adkan.